If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish explores the concept of long-suffering, a patience that endures through hardship. This kind of patience reflects God's own endurance with us and teaches us to trust Him in the hardest moments of life. Our key verse for today is James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Deliver. Today, we are diving into a challenging yet rewarding aspect of patience. Patience in trials. Trials are an inevitable part of life, but they serve a greater purpose in God's plan. Our key verse, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, encourages us to consider it all joy when we face trials because they produce endurance and spiritual maturity. This is a perspective that doesn't come naturally to us. So how can we possibly find joy in difficulties? Well, the answer lies in understanding that God uses trials to refine our faith and draw us closer to Him. So let's explore how patience plays a crucial role in navigating and overcoming life's challenges. Trials are not random or meaningless. They are opportunities for growth and transformation. James tells us that trials produce endurance, the ability to persevere and remain steadfast in our faith. This endurance isn't just about surviving difficult seasons. It's about thriving spiritually and becoming more like Christ through the process. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 4 echoes this truth. And not only this, but we also celebrate in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. Each trial that we face strengthens our character and deepens our hope in God's promises. Think of trials as a refining process, much like how gold is purified by fire. The heat removes impurities, leaving behind something pure and valuable. And in the same way, trials refine our faith, removing what doesn't belong and drawing us closer to God. So now reflect, what trials are you currently facing? How might God be using them to refine your character and strengthen your faith? Now, patience or long-suffering is essential for enduring these trials. It allows us to wait on God's timing and trust in His plan, even when we don't understand what He's doing. Psalm chapter 27, verse 14 encourages us, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord." Without patience, we're prone to frustration, doubt, and even despair. But when we allow patience to take root, it helps us remain steady and hopeful, trusting that God is working all things for our good. Patience reminds us that trials are temporary, but God's promises are eternal. So consider this. Are you struggling to remain patient in a current trial? How might focusing on God's faithfulness help you endure with grace and hope? Now, the Bible is filled with examples of individuals who demonstrated patience in the midst of trials. The first one we're going to look at is Joseph. He was sold into slavery by his brothers and later imprisoned unjustly. Joseph waited patiently for God's plan to unfold. His faith and perseverance ultimately led him to becoming a leader in Egypt and saving his family during a famine. The next one is Job. Despite losing everything, his wealth, his health, and his family, Job remained steadfast in his faith. His patience in suffering allowed God's greater purpose to be revealed, and he was ultimately restored and blessed even more abundantly. Then look at Paul. Paul faced countless trials, including imprisonment, shipwrecks, and persecution. Yet he wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, "For our momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison." His patience in suffering was rooted in his eternal perspective. These stories remind us that patience in trials is not passive. It's active trust in God's sovereignty and faithfulness. So while trials are inevitable, patience isn't automatic. It's something that we develop as we walk with God. So here are some practical ways that we can continue to cultivate patience during these difficult seasons. So the first one is pray for strength. Ask God to give you the strength and endurance to face your trials with faith. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 reminds us, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." The next one is meditate on God's promises. Reflect on verses like Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. "Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles." These truths anchor us in hope. The next one is focus on the eternal. Remember that trials are temporary, but God's promises are eternal. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 says, "Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth." And the last one is lean on community. Share your struggles with trusted believers who can encourage you, pray for you, and remind you of God's faithfulness. Patience in trials isn't just for our benefit. It also glorifies God. And when we remain steadfast in our faith, it demonstrates to the world that our hope is not in our circumstances, but in the unchanging goodness of our God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego provide a powerful example of this in Daniel chapter 3. When faced with the fiery furnace, they declared, "Our God, whom we serve, is able to rescue us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods." Their patience and trust glorified God and revealed his power to those around him. So how might your response to trials serve as a testimony to others? Who in your life needs to see the hope and joy that comes from trusting in God during your difficult times? Now, patience in trials is not about avoiding hardship, but about trusting God's purpose and presence through it all. As we endure with faith, our character is refined, our hope is strengthened, and God is glorified. Thank you for joining me today as we continue this week's journey through patience. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and discover more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There, you'll find access to Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries socials, as well as links to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of truth and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.